Guided meditation, embracing inflammation as a healing ally. Find a position that lets you relax. Maybe even settle in with a smile. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable, or just keep a gentle, relaxed gaze. Let this be your time. Take a deep breath in, feeling a sense of calm entering your body like a warm wave. And as you breathe out, let any stress or tension drift away. There's no rush here, just a chance to settle in and connect with your body. Today, we're going to talk about inflammation. Not as the villain, but as a little superhero in disguise. That's right. When you feel inflammation, it's actually your immune system stepping in, trying to protect you and heal you. So let's give it a little thanks for that, shall we? Breathing in, breathing out. Now let's imagine inflammation as a kind of bodyguard, showing up whenever it thinks something's wrong. It's like your own personal security detail, always on high alert, always watching out for you. Bee sting? Sprained ankle? Your immune system swoops in with just the right amount of chemicals, like a first responder at a scene, ready to start the healing process. And here's the thing. Sometimes inflammation pops up when there's no obvious injury. A knee flares up, a joint feels stiff, and you might think, what did I do to deserve this? But inflammation doesn't always wait for a big, memorable event. Sometimes, it's just doing its job a little extra well. Like a friend who brings way too much food to a party. Breathing in and breathing out. Here's a fun fact. The word arthritis comes from the Latin arthro, meaning joint, and itis, meaning inflammation. So arthritis just means inflammation of the joint. It's kind of like tendonitis, which is inflammation of the tendon, or tonsillitis, which is inflammation of the tonsils. Makes sense, right? Now, this isn't to say inflammation is always fun or comfortable, but it's here because your immune system is saying, I've got your back. It's that loyal friend who's a bit overzealous, but has good intentions. Breathing in, breathing out. Here's something you might not expect. Inflammation can also be influenced by your thoughts. Yep, your thoughts. It turns out that both your nervous system and your immune system are always on alert, listening for any signs of stress or danger. So if you're feeling stressed, worried, or anxious, it's like your bodyguard perks up, thinking, whoa, Do we need to be on high alert? Just like that, your thoughts can signal the immune system to be more protective. It's amazing, isn't it? Family stress, work stress, health worries, all of these can influence your body's response, sometimes triggering inflammation even when there's no real danger. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, here's a little challenge. Instead of thinking, how can I get rid of this inflammation? Try asking, what is this inflammation here to tell me? What's my immune system trying to protect me from? Imagine inflammation as a helpful message, like a memo from your immune system that says, we're watching out for you. Rather than fighting it, see if you can listen to it with curiosity. It's not here to ruin your day. It's here to help. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, set a gentle intention with me. Today, I'll be grateful for my immune system, and I'll listen to what my body is trying to tell me. Feel that intention settle in, bringing a bit of calm, a bit of understanding. You don't have to be best friends with inflammation, but maybe you can see it as a loyal protector. Breathing in, breathing out. As we bring this meditation to a close, let's think of a few small ways you can carry this new perspective with you today. Pause and reflect. When inflammation flares up, take a moment to pause and just notice it. Rather than jumping to fix it, try asking, what's this here to tell me? You don't need an answer right away. Just give it a moment. Breathing in, breathing out. Appreciate the bodyguard. Think of your immune system as that well-meaning bodyguard, just doing its best. Try saying, thanks, immune system. I see you're looking out for me. This small acknowledgement can actually calm your body's response. Breathing in, breathing out. Tune into your thoughts. Notice if there's any stress or tension that could be adding to the inflammation. Just being aware of this can help, like a gentle reminder to check in with yourself and ease off any pressure. Breathing in, breathing out. Seek out moments of calm. When you're feeling calm, your body's less likely to trigger inflammation. So find little pockets of peace, a warm drink, a few minutes outside, or even a quick stretch. Let these moments remind your body that it's safe and okay to relax. Breathing in, breathing out. Take one last deep breath in, feeling a bit more gratitude for your body and all it does to protect you. And as you breathe out, let any lingering tension float away like a gentle breeze. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes, carrying with you a sense of ease and maybe even a new appreciation for the role of inflammation. Remember, your body is looking out for you, and you've got a loyal team working behind the scenes.